This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Lawmakers on each side of Hong Kong's political divide are saying the other side bears responsibility after violence during anti-government protests over the weekend. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the One Country, Two Systems arrangement, under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
Brazilian troops are heading to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are heading to six Brazilian states that asked for federal help. President Jair Bolsonaro has tried to temper global concern, saying the areas that have burned were already deforested, while intact rainforest was spared. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded more than 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far this year, with more than half of those coming this month alone. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed 62 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured, the official SUNA news agency reports. Sudan has been hit by torrential rains since the start of July, affecting nearly 200,000 people. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump grabbed early headlines Monday in France, where he